Now we're coming to this table. If you're joining with us online, we invite you, if you're comfortable, to turn on your camera and to join us so that we can see one another as we come together to this table. That's part of the design of what the Lord has told us to do. As we hear the word and now we take the word visibly together. Lamentations is written to a people who are dealing with repetitive sin, and they're dealing with the consequences of their repetitive sin. If you've walked with the Lord for some time, you have repetitive sin. Unless you are thoroughly blinded with self-righteousness, or somehow you are living in a world where nobody is telling you, "You're sinning, you've wronged me, you're doing it again." Unless you're living in this kind of strange, unusual, no sense of repetitive sin, you know what it's like to have repetitive sin. One of the challenges of having repetitive sin is you think, how can this keep on going like this? How can I keep sinning like this? And how can I ask again with sincerity for God to forgive this, my repetitive sin? The person I live with, when I ask them for the 70th time, it's getting a little tough for them to think I'm sincere. It's getting a little tough for me to feel sincere. I'm starting to wonder, am I repenting? Is there even change? Can God, who knows my heart, forgive me again? For my lust, for my words, for my cowardice, can he? What we are doing today answers that concern. This supper is like a signed contract that is being thrown down on the table. You know something of what signed contracts are like, right? A contract is an agreement between two parties. Parties come to the table and they negotiate. And when both parties are satisfied that they're dealing in sincerity with one another, one party will sign it, and then the other party will sign it. But you don't sign the contract. You don't put your signature onto it until you are convinced that you're negotiating with someone that you want to be in agreement with. At this table, where we are concerned with the pardon of sin, God has taken the contract and thrown it down. Before you ever came into this room, he's already signed the contract. He did that on the cross. The sacrifice of Christ is the sacrifice of the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world, before you sinned the first time, the second time, the 77th time, the 490th time. He already signed the contract and has placed it on the table. There is an assurance and a certainty about your pardon of sin that you want to come and recognize. This is grace. This is already God committing and assuring you, I will pardon your repetitive sin. So as we come to the table, we're going to remember, what is in this contract that God has already signed off on? The bread represents the body of Christ Jesus. He became a true man and he lived a righteous life, the righteous life that I never lived. He did it. The wine represents the body, the blood of Jesus. The righteous one was slain as my substitute to take away the sin of the world. He's my lamb. These physical symbols speak and declare the reality that Christ is the Lamb of God who died to take away my sin. As we do this, these are physical symbols, but simultaneously a spiritual reality is happening. I do not know how it happens, but I know that it does happen, that as you take this in faith, eating and drinking, the Holy Spirit is going to be feeding, watering, fertilizing the good work that the Holy Spirit has begun in you if you are a believer in Christ. So as you take in Jesus Christ in the supper, expect to be joined with him even more closely as you take him into yourself spiritually. Expect to be joined to him more closely than as you go out from here, because you've taken him in and you're taking him with you as you live, as you sing, as you struggle, as you sorrow. If you have come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son through the work of the Holy Spirit, if you are a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, you are invited to take this supper. If you're here but you're not a Christian, or if you're here and you are a believer but you know there is someone with whom you are not reconciled with and you need to take some steps that you haven't taken yet, we ask you not to take this supper. We want you to be here. We want you to do what it would require in order to be able to be qualified to take the supper, but we ask you to pass it by. It would not help you. It would harm you. But if you're here and you know Christ as your Savior, you are invited to come to this table and to receive pardon again, assurance again of pardon for your sins. Let's pray and dedicate these elements to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for providing what we could never bring to the table. The body of a righteous one in our place, the blood shed to wash away our sins. You have provided it in grace. You have given it to us. In faith, we receive it. We thank you for this, our daily bread, the bread of life come down from heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks for it, as I, ministering in his name, have given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's do that together now. Take, eat. This is Christ's body. In the same manner, Jesus also took the cup, and he also gave thanks for it, as has been done in his name, and he gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed on behalf for many for the remission of sins." And Jesus says, "Drink from it, all of you, in remembrance of me." Let's do that now together. Let's pray. Lord, you have shown us mercy once again, and you've convinced us that you pardon our sins, and you have removed our iniquities from us, from as far as the east is from the west, as high as the heavens are above the earth. We thank you for your great mercy, and we come before you not as fearful, trembling children, but as children who are approved and warmly loved. Convince us of that. Forgive us for harboring suspicions that you are petty. Open our eyes, warm our hearts to the magnitude of the affection and compassion you have when you look upon us in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.